Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bobby Keys of webradio.com, and when I'm not on the air, I like to sit down and read a good magazine. The magazine I like is called 50 Plus, the second half magazine. It's a magazine all about the baby boomers. 50 Plus, the second half magazine features the legends of classic soul like Del Phonics, Jerry Butler, the Stylistics, the Manhattans, just to name a few. Read their stories and hear it straight from them. 50 Plus, the second half magazine also covers healthcare as well as the lives of everyday people. 50 Plus, the second half magazine is there to share information with you. So order your copy today. Go to the website at www.50plusthesecondhalfmagazine.com and check them out on Facebook at PAB Magazine. 50 Plus, the second half magazine. It's all about the baby boomer.
Tonight's show, True Fitness with Angel, is sponsored by 50 Plus, the second half. It's our time, online radio. Now, let's get ready for your host, Angel, coming up next.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Angel, and I am your host for tonight. I'd like to start by thanking 50 Plus, the second half magazine, for having me. Give me the opportunity to bring you some wonderful fitness and health information. Tonight we will be covering weightlifting, the ins, the outs, the whys, the hows, the whatever it is, you call up and ask me. I will try to answer, or maybe one of my other people on the line will call in and help as we put it all together and figure it out. But let me start by telling you a little about me, because I know everyone does not know me. My name is Angel, and I am a personal trainer. I am a fitness instructor, a sports nutritionist, and I also have a certification in all of those, but I also have a certification in working with children, teens, and those in the 50-plus range, okay? So I want to make sure that you know anything that I ask you to do tonight while you're on the show. If you have any ailments or any situations that you know about that might not be good for you, please do not do it. Don't try it. All right? I am not a doctor, a nurse, and I might not know you personally. I sure can't see you right now. So safety is number one. All right? Anyone that knows me knows one thing that I believe in is safety. I believe in working out should be a good time. You want to have great form, and you want to be able to continue doing more of it today, tomorrow, next year, and for many years after. All right, so let's get into it. Weight training. You know, weight training is a pastime more often, and some people think about it associated with people when they're in their teens and their 20s, they get into weightlifting, right? Weightlifting is actually an activity for everybody, all right? So while this show might be hosted by 50 Plus, the second half magazine, my show is geared towards everyone in every stage. So don't go anywhere. So anyway, it's for everyone. So some people don't think that as people get older, they should opt for lower impact activities such as just walking, swimming, for the exercise choices. All right, so I want to say that I don't believe that there's a magical age that you get to and you should then stop doing weight training. Or if you haven't done weight training at all and you're at what other age, that you should not begin. All right, what I believe in and what I learned a long time ago is use it or lose it. So weight training actually can provide many benefits for all of us, 50 and above and 50 and below. So just remember, the one thing is there are certain recommendations you should follow for weight training and make sure that they are effective and safe. You might want to consult with your doctor, if you have a doctor, before beginning any new exercise programs, and make sure that exercise is good for you. All right, because there are certain exercises. Take, for example, the squat. Now, everyone squat the same, all right, because our bodies are put together differently. So some of us, when we squat automatically, we push our knees forward. Maybe some of us are a little bow-legged. We have to push them sideways. But the key thing when you're doing a squat is you want to make sure your knees are behind your toes. Okay, you don't want your knees shooting way out. So form is everything. So if you're doing a squat and you have certain issues with your knees, maybe you shouldn't do the squat. So like when I tell you, don't do everything that I say do on this call, I can't see you. Now, if you have me as your personal trainer, I would be able to see your form, see what you're doing, and if need be, let you know how to correct it, how to do it so that it's safe for you. A quick example of that this week. I had a boot camp class. The people in my boot camp class was probably anywhere from 22 to, I think the one gentleman was probably 80. I think he's 80-something. My job was to make sure that everyone works in their range, and what you need to do, picks up the correct weights so that they get the benefit that they need. Everyone is not the same, so we all have to work to our own beat, if you will. So sometimes, or maybe not sometimes, as we age, a certain amount of degeneration will occur, right, in many structures within the body. The two most common ones that I hear about with aging are muscle loss and bone loss. Have you heard about that? I know. I see you shaking your head. Yeah, Angel, I heard about that. Well, while these might sound harmless to some of you, it's not really that harmless. And you may see them as something that's just part of getting older. Well, they can actually lead to further conditions. Maybe you've heard of osteoporosis, and also they could cause poor posture, so we get a little lazy in the body and we start slumping over, not sitting up straight, and be more inclined to have injuries, muscle and joint pain. All right, so we want to do weight training because there's a lot of benefits with weight training. Weight training can actually help to increase the bone density and muscle strength, okay? In many of us, in all ages, many people in all ages, but in the over 50 people population, is particularly important. Now, you hear me? It's particularly important as it reduces the effects of aging. So, yes, does everyone want to do weight training? Yes. So weight training also increases the body's store of proteins, and it just makes you feel better, okay? It helps stabilize the immune system. It just has a lot of benefits. So one of the studies I read about showed that elderly people who weight train have higher numbers of proteins in their body, which is good for us, okay? That can help to improve recovery after major traumas, such as surgery, all right? Maybe if you happen to break a bone, good example of that. Years ago, I broke my ankle. And it took me it seemed like forever, but I'm going to say it took me 3 months to heal, okay? I fractured my ankle. I had a clean fracture. I was in a soft boot. My daughter fractured a bone in her foot. It took her exactly 30 days to heal. Now, I say that to say, as we get older, sometimes we heal a little slower, okay? But if we keep on with the weight training and the exercising, that's going to help our bodies to have the good stuff in it to help us possibly heal a little faster, all right? So when we're doing our exercises with our weight training, you want to make sure you're including certain exercises for the upper back, your core, all right? That's around the middle of your body, your stomach and your back around, all the way around your core, and hips. All of that will help improve your posture, okay? those are some of the areas I've heard which tend to deteriorate as you get older. So we want to give them a little more attention. So let's see, I'm getting text message here. What can I do? What can I do? Angel, what can I do? Okay. So I got a text message saying, Angel, well, what kind of routines can I do? So what people used to think, they used to say that, well, as you get older, you can't build muscle anymore. I don't believe that to be true. And they used to say to do real light weights. You know, I'm talking now to the 50 and over crew, okay? They would say do light weights and high numbers of repetitions with that light weight. So high numbers of repetitions would be like you do anywhere from 15 to 20 because the weight is so light. You'd have to keep on going before you start to feel anything, if you feel anything at all. Well, that's not totally accurate, okay, from some of the studies, the newer studies that I'm seeing. So I think that your aim should be more to build a good blend of strength, muscle, and endurance, all right? How do you do that? You're going to include some strength work in the 1 to 6 repetition range. What does that mean? Do you know? Tell me. I can't hear you. You're not pressing one. Oh, by the way, speaking of pressing one, if you're on the computer and you're listening to the show, you are able, all right, I just lost my phone number. You are able to call in. All right. What number do you call? Dial 347-539-5867. If you are on the line now, you can press 1 at any time, and then you will be connected to me, and you're able to ask me a question, discuss your concern, whatever it is you might want. We'll be able to cover it. Okay, I have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hello?
Angel, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angel. This is
Christine
from New York.
Oh, Christine, how did I know your name before you said it?
So I apologize. I actually was running a little late, so I missed a few minutes of your broadcast.
Yes, okay.
But I know you were talking about, I did get to hear about the stir, and
yes.
We could all relate to that, the weak posture, and then things get injured and hurt. So what do you recommend
right.
for people that are having problems, like with maybe, it could be maybe a combination when the doctors really don't know. So there might be a little bit of nerve damage, a little bit of probably tendon issues, but they still want to stay strong. What's the best, what's the best things to do for, you know, like if you're only going to do a little because you don't want to overdo it, what would be the best route to take?
I think you said it right there. In what you said, do a little, but don't overdo it. You know, you know those. I don't personally have the training in those areas, but I would say you definitely don't want to overdo it.
Right.
And I know I talked about the pool. Maybe you actually want to do aqua. They have water weights now, so it might not be as much force or as much as challenging.
Yeah,
as when you're holding
true.
The regular type of weights in your hand.
This is true, although I hate pools. Just
well,
indoor
maybe
pools
it's time
in New York.
For you to learn to love pools.
Oh, yes, I guess that might be an option. Or I just have to go on vacations more, huh?
There you go, and make sure
all
you
over
call your
world.
Friend. I remember last week you called in and you traveled all over the world with a special friend.
Yeah, Greece.
Call
and you
that
name
friend
it.
Now. It's time.
Well, thank you, Angel.
You're
and
welcome,
Christine. And all good with you otherwise. How's your body doing?
Oh, my body's good. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, you see I'm standing in my head now holding balls while I do it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know it's not a week of balance, but boy, you got that down too, huh?
Okay, that is.
So, well,
right.
I guess if I ever bump into you, you'll be probably bench pressing me anytime soon, huh?
Okay, well, we'll see about that.
Well,
right,
thank
you
for your help. How do you feel about planks, by the way?
Planks. Planks are excellent. Planks is an exercise that works your entire body, especially works on your core. So if you're able to hold your plank, just work harder, longer and longer with holding it. And it's
right.
Excellent. That's one of my favorite exercises.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see how that goes because I don't know right now. I'm sort of babysitting everything, but that's not good on the body strength either.
Okay, well, you go for it. And remember, you could always go to my website, bodybyangel.com, and you could get in touch with me directly through there.
Thank you so much. Have a great show.
You're welcome, Christy. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Call back now. You hear? Okay. All right. That was wonderful there. So, you know, you want to just try a little something different sometimes. I have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello? I hear someone. Yes. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Omi, girl.
Omi, how are you?
Look here, well, I'm over 50. I don't want to be doing no lifting, no straining, no. I don't want to be on no appointments and all that stuff.
No
so I was
straining.
Wondering,
mm-hmm.
I was wondering, if you have a hobby, can you incorporate this weight training in your hobby? Like, you know,
yes.
With me, it would be horses, and, you know, we're
yes,
constant.
Yes, I already pictured it. I already pictured
yeah.
it. I got it. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you have some bales of hay, right?
Yep.
You lifting those bales of hay is just a natural workout that people didn't, they did that. That's what they did before the weights were created.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to do the whole bale of hay. You could do half of it, cut half of that hay. And when you're picking that hay up, carrying it, throwing it to your horses, sure, that's a workout. Yes,
right.
Without a doubt.
So you would have to have you would have to structure your body a certain way, like bending, lifting,
yes.
throwing,
yes.
all of that would have to be
yes.
in
form.
Order for it to be effective.
Form. Yes, ma'am.
Form
is everything because no matter what you're doing, whether you're doing it with weights, you're doing it with hay, you're doing everything, form is number one. So I'll tell you what, Ms. Omni, you come see me, and I'm going to get a bale of hay, and we're going to work it, and I'm going to show you the form.
Yeah.
How's
I'm
that?
Everything. Because even lifting saddles, you know.
That's right. That's right.
And lifting it, like lifting is one thing, but putting over the horse's back. That's another,
right, well,
you need another posture
here,
form for that.
Definitely. So you want to make sure, here's one major thing that I see a few people having issues with their back. You want to make sure whatever it is you're picking up, you're not just bending flat back. You understand what I mean by that? You don't want to just lean forward and try to pick something up using your back.
Oh.
You want to squat down a little and bring your legs, have your legs come into it. So you want to get that lift out of the legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking. If you're not into weight training and whatnot, how do you use exercise or lifting and whatnot in your everyday life to get the same effect?
You use what's around. For example, sometimes I train on one of my clients. She loves working out outside. We do
mm-hmm.
exercises with no weights, but it's something that has weight to it. Yeah.
Mm.
So, no, you do not have to just use weights. You use other things, and I'm glad you brought that out because that's an excellent point right there. But I promise,
mm-hmm.
I will show you, okay?
Right. But, you know, I was just thinking, you know, like you say, if you're a personal trainer, you could
mm-hmm.
use that personal trainer as I play golf or
mm-hmm.
I swim or anything that you're doing as a hobby. You could have you come in and show you how to do the positions that would benefit you as far as weight training is concerned.
That is absolutely correct.
That's what
correct.
I wanted
that's
to
so
know.
Correct
you
there.
Know like, right. Uh-huh.
Yes,
just
because,
whatever
again,
we're doing.
That form. Yeah, that form is everything, and everything you're doing, you know, you have to bend right to make sure you're not tweaking something. You have to turn right. You have to twist right. And with my clients, when I'm with them, I look at them, I watch them move, I watch everything to make sure that, you know, I help them to do things that are best for their bodies.
Right. One more thing.
Yes.
How is breathing important to when you're doing weight training?
Oh, well, you definitely have to make sure you're breathing. Like, a lot of people hold their mouths closed tight, and that's not good. So you have to make sure that you breathe naturally.
Right,
You push out on your exertion. You breathe out on your exertion.
Mm.
So I have a breathing exercise that I do on calls. I'm going to do it today. So I'm going to do a breathing exercise so that you'll have a concept.
Okay,
I have three other callers on here. Okay,
I
see. They're coming in.
Bye-bye.
But don't forget, we're going to get in touch with each other, and I'm going to show you how to lift that hay and throw that sack.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you have
bye-bye.
A wonderful evening. Okay.
You too.
All right, thank you. Okay, it's time for a commercial. Callers, if you're there, hold on. I'm going to be right with you. Commercial break, quick one. Coming now.
Tonight's show is sponsored by 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine. Thank you for stopping by. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, we are back. Caller, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Debbie from North Carolina.
Hey, Debbie, what's going on? How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Miss Angel. Miss Angel, I have a cousin who had exploratory surgery, right? And the doctor told because her and so what they found out is that her heart is enlarged. And that there's nothing that they could do about it. She just needs her heart is enlarged because she is obese. She's about 100 pounds overweight.
Oh.
So the doctor told her that she has to get the weight off. Right.
Okay.
So what my advice to her was find some. You know, she got to work out. So she said. She's going to start walking. But I don't think that she really likes walking. I said, you don't have to walk. You can find something that you really, really like. Like I was telling her, I know her, she likes to dance. So I was like, you like to dance. You can find a dance class to go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my question to you is, what advice do you have for somebody who's like 50 to 100 pounds overweight, and they have something like that. They have to work out because their life depends on it. So where should they start?
Oh, that's hard for me because I think that's more of like a individual situation. I think she has the right idea, though, with walking because I hear a lot about, you know, walking while it's not as hard as high aerobics, and especially if you haven't been working out, you don't want to jump into anything. Now, you said she likes dancing. Has she danced lately or, you know, because she might not want to just jump into something that might overexert her.
Oh, I see. Okay. So walking might be the best way to start, huh?
You're right. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because we're walking. I mean, she could just walk a little bit. She got
and then
out,
she,
yeah.
She can also, while she's doing that, she can incorporate some weight training techniques into it. Maybe she can find a trainer that can work with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then if she had a trainer, they can, or if she has somewhere, maybe she could just try, if she has a gym near her, try a group fitness class.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to tell her about maybe she should get her trainer. I think that's a really good idea. And you know, they might provide one for her, you know.
Oh, sure. There are some medical coverages that cover trainers and things like that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because then she can have someone watch her, especially if she has the situation going on for heart. She'll want someone that's knowledgeable in that area. You know, like, I'm a trainer, but that's not my expertise. So
That's true. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, that was really helpful. So,
well, I'm glad
thank
I helped
so
you.
Angel.
I hope everything goes well. And then if she has a question, she could always feel free to email me. Get in touch with me on my website, bodybyangel.com.
Yes, I will tell her that.
All right, Debbie,
thank
you have a wonderful evening. You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so I was getting ready to talk to you all about routines. By the way, all those callers had some great information, didn't they? They had some great questions, great comments. All right, I want to go back on one of them or some of them. Remember, weight training. Weight training doesn't have to be barbells and dumbbells. It can be something that you're doing already. You know, it could be you have a gallon of milk and you're lifting a gallon in each arm, okay? It's just having a weight. Like I said, you have hay, bales of hay. People who have horses, we throw hay to our horses. That is a workout in itself. All I have to say is, if you're pushing hay off your truck, don't let the string be around your leg when the hay falls off the truck. Okay, how do I know that? I'll tell you later. All right, so anyway, routines. So if you want to change your routines up, okay, so you do a high number of repetitions with light weight, and that's more of like an aerobic workout. You could just keep going, gets the heart rate up a little bit, all right? You want to sometimes try to use maybe 6 to 8 reps. So in doing that, you want to use a weight that when you get to, say, if you're going for 8 reps, when you get to your 6th rep, you want to make sure that you're definitely already feeling it, okay? You understand? Whatever it is, if you're doing bicep curls, when you get to 6, you want to really work on the last 2. That way you make sure you're getting your benefit, but you don't want to strain. All right, it's very important not to lift anything that's too heavy, but you also don't want to lift anything that is way too light, right? Sometimes I have groups of people, say I have 5 people, like when I do my boot camps, I have 5 to 10 people. I can see the people that are lifting the weight and they don't feel like anything's in their hands. Well, guess what? You're not getting the benefit from doing that. You're not going to feel anything at all unless you're just going to keep going forever. All right? So you want to make sure at least the weight that's in your hand, you feel it. Now, I also see the people who want to lift really heavy weights, all right, and they're going for 15 reps. Well, guess what? Then they're straining. They start leaning back. Start pulling their spine into it. You ever seen people like that? They're lifting weights instead of standing straight up with your head straight to the ceiling. They're leaning back and their posture is just all jacked up. So now you feel like you're doing a bicep curl with heavy weight and you're getting it done, but what you're actually doing is you're possibly injuring your body. So you want to be careful. You don't want to strain. Now, you know when you're straining, okay? Also, don't get caught up in doing what the person next to you is doing. It's another thing that I see a lot going on. You see someone next to you and say that they're doing bicep curls and they're doing 20 pounds. So you go over there and you want to pick up your 20 pounds because you don't want them to outdo you. Remember, the competition is with yourself. You are the only one you should be competing with, okay? So maybe what you need to do is keep a log. Keep a log every day of whatever you do, all right? If you're curling the weight, write down how many times you did it. If you carry in one bale of hay, try carrying one back and forth and then give it to your horse. So also what I wanted to do is mention a piece of equipment that's very easy to use for weight strength training. Now, I know a lot of people are like, I don't want to spend a lot of money on equipment, Angel. I don't want to buy all this stuff. Well, the equipment I'm talking about is a kettlebell. Do you know what a kettlebell is? It has a handle on it, one handle on it, and it has different size weights that you can buy them in. Now, the other day, I went into a secondhand store. I forgot the name of it. It's called, what's the name of that store, Jasmine? Okay. So anyway, I went into a secondhand store, and guess what they had? They had an entire weight section. Do you hear me? They had bikes. Okay, so you ride a bike for your warm-up. They had bikes. They had weights, and they had kettlebells. So you'll be surprised. I saw this kettlebell. It was 15 pounds, and they were selling it for $3. You hear me? $3. Race. That's it. So a kettlebell has a handle, and when you use a kettlebell, you will get a workout with your entire body. So a kettlebell is a bell that you hold in your hand or you hold with both hands and you swing. Your form has to be right. When you're swinging it up, your arms come just straight out to where your shoulders are. They don't come up and above your head, just straight out. You keep your spine straight. When you're swinging it up and down, that's working your shoulders, that's working your triceps, and that's also working your core because you're keeping that body strong. You can use a kettlebell to work your triceps. You can hold a kettlebell in your hand and do squats. Use a kettlebell to work your obliques. You can stand up and hold the kettlebell in your hand one side or the other. Now, the only time that you might actually want to have more than one kettlebell, like different size and pounds, okay? Because if you're doing squats and you have the kettlebell in your hand, and you're doing squats, you're using your legs. It's a leg exercise. And your legs are actually, most of the time, stronger than your arms. Why? Because your legs, when you're working your legs, it's including your gluteus maximus, minimus, medius. It's including, by the way, that's your butt. You're working your thighs, the front of your thighs, the back of your thighs, your hamstrings, your quadriceps, front and back of the thighs. You're working your legs, your calves, your gastrocnemius. Okay? So you're working all of that with that one piece of equipment, a kettlebell. So maybe you want two. One heavier and one lighter. Okay. So I got a text message. And the text message says, Angel, can I use a kettlebell in the water? In the water. I am not sure if they have aqua kettlebells. Now, I know that they have some metal kettlebells, so I would think if you take those into the water, it might get rusted. You know the word. They do, however, have kettlebells that have some type of rubber or something. I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. Angel does not know everything, okay? And I'm not ashamed to say it. Okay, see that? That's why my people are here to help me. I just got a text message. There is a plastic kettlebell. If you look around, you'll be able to find one, and you could take that one into the water. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate my fitness friends out there. All right, so work it in the water. Now, I don't know. If you have that kettlebell in the water, I don't know. Go ahead and try it. They call me. Let me know how it goes, okay? So anyway, the kettlebell, you're able to work your back. If you could do rows with the kettlebell. You hold that handle, you lean forward, and you row. Make sure you always do both sides. So as you can see, the kettlebell it also is not going to take up a lot of room. You finish working out with your kettlebell, you could put that kettlebell in the bottom of your closet. You could put it probably under your bed. You could put it in a corner somewhere. You can put it just about anywhere. It's not large. If you don't know what a kettlebell is, you've never seen one before, Google it. Google it. Google it. Okay, kettlebell. All right, so once again, you want to make sure that you're using good form with your kettlebell. Since you're swinging it, a lot of people with IC have a tendency to swing it up high and just let it fall down. No, you want to control the weight. You don't want the weight to control you. So when you swing it up, you control the drop coming down. Don't swing it up real fast either, because you don't want it to swing back and possibly hit you. All right? I've seen these things happen. I'm telling you, some strange things go on in the gym. So, or in your house, if you're by yourself, you want to make sure that you're doing things correctly. All right? So working with weights, whatever it is, it helps to slow down a number of conditions that tend to accompany aging. All right? So why do we have to work out? I don't want to work out, right? I hear a lot of people say that. I don't like working out. How do you like going to the doctor? Weigh it out. Which one do you like better? If you work out, whatever that is, and it makes you healthier, isn't it worth it? Isn't it worth giving it that little bit of time? You can spend 20 minutes. You don't have to work out for hours. Give it 20 minutes. Because anything is better than nothing, right? So what I've read is, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, strength training can decrease pain from arthritis and help you manage diabetes. Now, I think that's a big thing right there. How about you? But even if you're in perfect health, working with weights can improve your mood, help you sleep better, and lower your risk of heart disease. I don't know how many of you need your moods improved or need to sleep better, but I know I don't mind a little mood improvement, and a little better sleep is fine too, right? And lowering the risk of heart disease, well, I'm definitely after that. I think I've told some of y'all before the story about my dad. He worked out. Yes, he did. That's where I got my working out habits from. But unfortunately, he also wound up with heart disease. I did not understand what had happened. Why did that happen to him? He worked out. And then somebody very wise took the time to explain to me, thank God he worked out. Because being that he worked out, he was able to live a longer, healthier life more than likely than if he didn't work out. Okay? So make the time, because it's definitely worth it for your health. It's worth it for you, those around you, okay? So I'm getting back on the kettlebells because it's something I didn't really cover today, so I'm going to tell you about all I can. Using kettlebells may also improve your bone density. So if you fall, your bones won't fracture easily. All right, now, if you're anything like me and you know about me, I'm usually doing something that I'm going to fall, whether is on my skates, right? Whether it's on my horse, whether I'm on my head, whether I'm up in a tree, I like doing stuff. So sometimes I fall, and when I fall down, most of the time, thank goodness, I get back up. So I would venture to say all of this working out that I do has helped my bones to be stronger, right? Now, I know some of you are saying, Angel, but you said you broke your ankle. Yeah, I did. I broke my ankle skating, but I sat on my ankle, okay? What's going to stop that from breaking? So it happened. Anyway, we are going to take another commercial break. Y'all get ready. Call in with your questions. I'm going to be right back. Commercial break now.
This show is sponsored by 50 Plus the Second Half Magazine. This show is sponsored by 50 Plus, the Second Half Magazine. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, I think I covered a lot of kettlebells. I have a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello. Hello.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Cynthia calling from North Carolina. How are you?
Cynthia, I'm fine. How are you this evening?
I am wonderful.
Angel, are you getting your weight training on?
Actually, I am. I started with, I have a bench in my workout room. So I started doing a little bit the other day. But actually, Angel, I was on the steps the other night and my husband was. And guess what? We were doing push-ups.
Okay. Okay. That's good. Did it go well for you?
Okay.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you stayed on the steps and didn't fall, it's perfect. Now, let me ask you, were your feet on the step or were your hands on the step?
Hands were on the steps.
Okay.
I think I have something like 12 steps. And so what we were doing, we started at the top and we went down each one of them.
Doing a push-up?
Yes.
Okay, that's different. I'll have to
try that.
Yeah,
we stretched out. You know, the steps go up. You know, we stretched out and we did like, well, me, to be honest, did like two. Two push-ups, up and down. Then I went down to the next step, up and down, went down to the next step.
Okay, that's good. And you made it fun, didn't you?
Yes.
That's excellent. That's good. Now, that's what I'm talking about, getting it done, making it fun. And how did you feel afterwards?
Really, really tired. I went to bed. But it was good, Angel. So I said, I'm going to start doing something like that three times a week.
That's excellent. That's excellent. I'm happy to hear that you start incorporating something different and fun into your workout. And then that is your weighted workout. Do you know that? It's a weighted workout, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you are lifting your weight, your body weight.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's excellent. That's excellent. So there's a suggestion for everyone out there. You're listening. Push-ups on the steps. As long as you're careful, your form is good, go for it and have fun while doing it. You have something else for me, Cynthia?
No. Next week I'll have a new one.
Okay, well, you said that you have a bench, so I was actually getting ready to go into some workouts on the bench, so that was perfect that you brought the bench up.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you, Angel.
All right. You're welcome. You take care. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about some workouts on the bench. The bench, for those of you who don't know, is something that you lay on. Lots of times you might have a bar, a straight bar, that you're able to lift up and down. So or if you're, you might have a step. Any of you have steps, like if you were in a step class, that kind of step, you could lay on that. But you want to make sure that you're laying on it, that your back is flat, and your head is on it. I see a lot of people, they get on the bench and they lay and they let their head, the top of their head, hang over, like down towards the floor. Or they have this big arch in their back. Okay, lots of times, when I see the arch in the back, the people are pushing too much weight. So try lowering your weight, all right, making that back flatter on the bench. If your head is hanging over the bench and is pointing, the top of your head is pointing towards the floor, now what you've created is a situation with the blood rushing to your head. That's not good. That's not the way you want to be while you're working out. So you want to lay your head flat. I know sometimes some people have different hairdos or haircuts and they don't want to mess up the back of their hair. Well, guess what? Messed up hair is better than a messed up body. Barbell presses. You want to bring the bar down, push your chest, you're using both hands, and push it up. Once again, if you have a kettlebell, you could just use the kettlebell and bring it up and down. All right, that will work your chest as your primary muscle, but it will also work your back. It'll work your arms, secondary muscles. So you're getting a lot of muscles that are working at one time. All right, you can also lay on the bench and do tricep presses, also known as skull crushes. Okay, that doesn't sound that good, but that's what they call them, and nose breakers, okay? Why do they call them that? You bring the bar down towards your forehead if you're working your triceps, and you push them back out. The only thing that is bending when you're working your triceps laying on the bench are your elbows. I see people, their shoulders are moving back and forth. Their arms are moving all over the place. You're just bending at your elbows, bringing that bar down to your head and pushing it forward. All right. You want to go for, when you're on the bench, maybe doing 15 sets, 15 reps, three sets of 15 reps. Okay. If you want to try building that strength up, maybe then what you want to do is go for the six reps, right? If it's too easy and you're doing six and you want to challenge yourself, go a little more. You might want to make sure that you have a spot, somebody there to help you when you're laying on the bench, just in case you either pick something up that's too heavy or you get fatigued. I've been in the gym a few times. One time I saw one girl, she hit her head, she hit herself in the head with a bar while she was working her triceps. If you have someone standing there with you, it's supposed to be a spotter, make sure they're paying attention to what you're doing. The person that was standing there, he wasn't paying attention. Her arms got tied on her. Her hands just fell back and hit herself in the head. Of course, the guy blamed it on her, but hey, make sure whoever's there with you, they're watching, because there's no telling when you might fatigue. Some people know, some people it just comes out of nowhere. All right, so on the bench, you're able to do your lying down triceps. Another thing that you could do on the bench is you can work your abs. So you're laying on the bench, and you bring your legs up as if you're sitting in a chair, and you could do slow bicycles. Okay, you don't have to do that on a bench. You could do it on the floor anywhere else, but while you're on the bench, how about in between working your body, which bench pressing, you then do a set of abs. That's your break. Then you go back and do some more bench presses. Okay? You bench pressing, if you're using the one bar, you want to change up sometimes and use the dumbbells, individual hands. Remember, none of these exercises are specific to an age. You have to have the desire to get your workout done. That's the main thing. All right, so some people say, well, I don't want to lay on the bench. I want to stand on the floor. What exercises can I do standing? Okay, let's review a few. I didn't do any exercise with y'all today, did I? Okay, well, standing. You can work your shoulders standing or sitting. You want to have whatever it is in your hand. Let's say you're at home and you have a can of something that you can hold in your hand, or you can put something in a bag. You lift it up and down. All right, you do a shoulder press. Lift your hands up towards the ceiling and down. Make sure if you're standing up straight. If you're sitting, you're sitting up straight. You're not hunched over. You want to imagine there's a string coming from the ceiling to the top of your head, and it's a line, okay? Working your shoulders, pushing up and down. Now, make sure you don't overdo it with the shoulders. You want to get a good workout, but you don't want to injure yourself. Another exercise you could do while you're standing is you can do deadlifts. Be very careful if you have issues with your back in doing deadlifts. Now, I also think about being careful with the back always, but I'm going back to the lady that called, and she has hay and different things outside to lift. Make sure when you're lifting, you're not just leaning forward. It's called lifting with your back. That is not good. Not good. You don't want to tweak your back, tweak your spine, have anything happen. So always bend from your legs, all right? And I guess I'll do that one with y'all. So everybody stand up. Oh, that text saying, thanks, Angel. I've been working for, waiting for the exercise. Okay, stand up, everybody. Are you standing? I see you standing. Okay, now, your feet are outside your shoulders. I want you to just look straight down in front of you and imagine either there's a weight there or maybe it's a bale of hay there. Maybe it's a horse saddle, right? So what you don't want to do is just lean forward, right? Like sticking your butt out to pick something up. So stand up straight. I want you to bend a little from your knees, and then you lean forward a little, and you push your legs into the floor, and you lift up. Did you get this? We're going to do it again, okay? So you bend at the knees, push your hips back, and then you lean, pick whatever's up in front of you, and you push the legs back up, and you stand up. That's the way you want to lift things. All right, there's way too many people that I see bending just forward. They're using their back. And that's a good way to hurt your back. And I don't want anyone to get hurt. So that's something that you want to be very careful with. So deadlifts. If you're used to doing deadlifts and you could bend and your back is strong, you might want to use a weight, a heavier weight. You bend down and you stand up strong. You squeeze your glutes. It works your hamstrings. It works your core. It works everything. Okay? Now, I know a lot of people forget about working the inner and outer thighs. So we're going to go over a outer thigh exercise. So if you're if you have a mat wherever you are, throw it on the floor. I know some of you are ready. They told me you're ready. You have your mats with you, or maybe if you're laying on a couch, you can lay straight across it. Make sure that your legs are straight. You're on your side of your elbow. Don't fall off, and you lift your top leg up, okay? Just hold that leg as straight as you can. Squeeze in your quadricep, okay? Now, circles around to the front. I got a text message. Somebody wants to work on butts again. I tell y'all, I don't know what you want to come out that house looking like in the springtime. So you're circling the leg to the front. Now take that leg, circle it to the back. Okay? So you should feel that in your thighs, right? You feel it? All right, stop. Take a break. So you want to do circles around like 15 to 20 times forward. And then backwards, three times, take a break. Now, turn over to the other side. Be careful. Don't fall now. All right, lift the other leg up now and make circles, small circles, not big circles, small circles to the front. All right, so imagine with your toe you're making circles. Yep. Now, backward circles to the back. You feel that whole thigh area working. All right, believe it or not, while you're doing it, that also helps the muscles around the knee because you have that leg straight. Okay? And put it down. And that's perfect. All right? Now we're going to do a little. Hello, can y'all hear me? Now we're going to do a little arm exercise. This exercise is getting hot in here. Where's the fan? All right, for the arms, I want you to take your arms and hold them out to the side so you look like a T, right? A T. Now circle those arms, little tiny circles. Circles, circles, circles. Do those circles. Don't get tired of doing them while you're doing those circles if you're standing or you're sitting. Deep breath in, hold that core tight in circles. Now circles to the back. Circles to the back. Okay. And you do those circles. It might not seem like anything, but it will help the arms. I just remembered I told Miss Omni we were going to work on breathing. All right, so now, if you're sitting down, make sure you're sitting on feet that will not roll. Your feet are planted. Feet are planted on the floor. You're sitting straight. Your head is pointing towards the ceiling. Breath in and hold your navel in, but breathe. Ready? Deep breath in. Hold your navel in and breathe. The core is tight. Now, as you're holding those abs in, I want you to blow through your teeth like you're saying sheet. I did say sheet, S-H-E-E-T. Sheet, okay? So I just say sh. As you're doing that, you're blowing it from your abs. Okay, release it. Let all the air out. Release the stomach. All right? Take another deep breath in. Hold the navel into your spine and it has to be fast blows. You feel that? That right there, breathing like that will help that those ab muscles tighten up. Now, how do you know how to breathe when you're lifting something heavy? I'm going to work with you with that. All right, so everybody stand up and grab not something heavy, just grab something. You're going to make believe it's heavy. I have an umbrella. It's not heavy, but I'm imagining it is, okay? You have an object. You're holding that object with two hands right in front of you. Now, I want you to take it and push it up. It's heavy, right? And bring it back down. Push it up to the ceiling and take it down. One more time. Push it up. Bring it down. Push it up. Bring it down. All right, so you push it up. You blow it out. Deep breath in when it comes down. Once again, push it up. Here's your work. Exhale on your exertion. Push it up. Deep breath in. Push it up. You breathe out. So on your work, you're breathing out. Did you get that? Everybody agree with that? Anybody have any information for me on that one? You breathe out on your exertion. That gives you just a little more. Like a little more kick, a little more energy, energy, a little more something. All right, so I know some of us breathe a little different. But anyway, it's about time for me to go. I had fun with you all. Make sure you drink your water, as I always say. Drink your water, eat your meals, and next show will include butts. Y'all have a wonderful week, and I look forward to talking to you next Thursday. Have a good evening, everybody. Good night.
This show was brought to you by the 50 Plus, the Second Half magazine. Thank you for stopping by. And we hope you will tune in next week. Good night.